2, 1. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Side Note. We did our first ever giveaway. We've had an interesting week. It's raining here in Maryland.
Oh, I love a good rain.
Yeah, but it was a nice like 70 degrees last week and over the weekend. And then Sunday it was like, let's have 80,000 mile per winds, freezing cold, and jump back down to like 30 degree weather. So, and rain. It was like a little intense. Like today I was driving into work. I went in the office because my fellow coordinator, it's her last day. And so we decided to get lunch and see each other. And I have James's birthday gift in my car. Mm-hmm. And we got him a gamer chair and it's huge. And I need to drop it off to him. And I can't see out of my back window because of it, because of how giant it is. It's like a giant box. And so it's raining and I'm driving into work and everyone was like flying. Like I feel like people forget like when it's raining how slick the roads are. And I'm driving like I was doing a good, you know, 70 on 95, and people were doing like a good like buck 20.
I was like, buck 20.
And I was like, y'all are about to kill me, and I can't see. If I have to slam on my brakes, I'm gonna die because this gamer chair is coming through my windshield, through my body. It's gonna Yikes. it was intense. So what about you?
I'm trying to think. I didn't really have anything too crazy. I got my cup that I ordered through that Sugar and Sass, she always does a bomb-ass job, but it's a cute little Pima Bendon cup. But honestly, other than that, like, it's same shit, different day. Like, nothing.
How's your skating?
How's your skating going? It's going. I'm just, like, trying my best.
That's all anyone can do. Make, get Livy, but get, I can't. Yep, you know what I was trying to say.
Gets me out of the house.
Get busy living or get busy dying. Can't talk today.
Something like that.
I want to talk about my freaking Amazon delivery that I was so mad about. So I told you about it, but like I want to tell our listeners about it. I had ordered new nose rings on Amazon, and we live in a duplex, so there's the downstairs and we're the upstairs, and I get the delivery, it dings and says it was here, and I looked and I saw the picture and it was on our porch. Okay, cool, whatever. So then I realized like my husband never brought the delivery up, and I go and it only shows that downstairs got a delivery. So I'm like, well, they didn't deliver it. So I reach out and they say like it's getting delivered tomorrow. So tomorrow comes and goes, didn't get my delivery. And I was sitting on Wednesday and I like stretched, because this was on Monday and Tuesday, and I stretch and I look over, and in my neighbor's yard they have like, when it rains they get like this little, I want to call it like a moat, mm-hmm, what mm-hmm. it basically looks like, of water. And I see an Amazon package in this moat, and I'm like, wait a second, like no fucking way, like no way. So I walk over there, and I wish I would have taken a picture of it. And sure as shit, it's my package in the moat of water, just chilling, floating its little heart away.
That's so petty.
Yeah, because like that picture, they didn't set it there. Like the picture clearly just showed downstairs this one package. It wasn't there. So my theory is the driver just realized after they got back to their car that they had a second package for the location and just threw it.
That's petty, and that's probably what happened.
Yeah, I was a little pissy about that. I was a little mad. But I got my nose rings, so I was pretty I wrote my journal, like I was happy about that. The other thing I want to talk about, and I keep trying to get you to read these. So I restarted reading 50 Shades of Grey. I have both versions because they have a version from Christian's perspective and they have the original version, which is from Anna's, which the movie takes place from Anna's view.
Right.
So I started rereading them and I am mad. I am real mad. I forgot my anger that happened when I originally watched the movies, because they left so much shit out.
And I feel like that's such a common thing to happen when they make a book into a movie. There's always like a like this huge chunk of whatever that's not in the movie.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I've seen some, like The Fault in Our Stars, they pretty much did that movie to a T of the book. Like to a T. Like when I think of movie to book adaptations, that's one of probably my favorites. The Hunger Games, they really did a phenomenal job as well of kind of keeping true to the books, like keeping it. Harry Potter's done a good job, minus the sixth one. If you tell me the sixth movie is your favorite movie, you're get the fuck out, because you never read the books, and I know that you're a fucking liar. Sorry, if I really am passionate.
That's
about,
still I the hate, one I have to see. I have to see this one.
I hate that movie out of the series so much. It makes me so angry.
Oh, that's the worst.
Twilight was half for me. It was half and half. They did okay with mm-hmm. it. I think there was pieces that they left out so many. For Twilight, they left out so many things about Bella and Edward's like relationship that put more depth into their relationship that made more sense. Like, I feel like if you watch Twilight, you think that she just was like, I'm ready to give up everything for this vampire and like this life, and they leave out little details that would have given you more understanding of how their relationship developed. But I forgot, and I guess because of what 50 Shades is about, there is things that are hard to add in without making it like a basic porn. But there are also things that they could have added in that would have just made more to the story, that didn't seem like she just gave up everything to just be his little sex slave. But they left out so many things that showed how Christian was, and they dialed down and made it more of a romance than what mm-hmm. it kind of was in the books. Like, it wasn't so hearts and flowers at first. So I'm rereading it, and I'm wow. One, there's a lot more kinky shit and hot sex and stuff in it than the books, the movies shown. But two, there was a lot more like intensity to how he was and how he pursued her and how her feelings were that they didn't really show in the movie, that I think would have given it more depth. I definitely think it would have given it more. That's why I almost like when people make books into shows, like TV shows, because they have a chance to really flow out the story more.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they change the ending. That makes it hard. I guess it's a hard thing. That's my book being angry about stories. But that was my new... I was kind of pissed off. I was reading it and I was like, wow, I forgot all of this, because I hadn't read it since before the movies came out. And the movies came out in 2015, and I read it, I think, 2012. So it's been a minute. And I think you're on mute talking back to me.
Oh, God damn it. Yes, I was. That happens every time. Like, I go to move it and like literally this button is so, I don't even realize that I'm touching it.
I can tell.
Damn it.
I'm going to leave this so in the episode, but I can tell now when it goes on mute. Like, the way it sounds, I was like, oh, she's on mute.
Damn.
But continue whatever you were saying.
Well, I was just responding back to everything that you were saying. Like, I was just, you know, replying as a normal conversation would. But.
Well, I just had a great conversation by myself. As one does.
Well, you know how it is.
It's fine. Actually, now I'm looking at my bookshelf and thinking about all the movies and books that have made adaptations.
Yeah, I've never seen a movie I've never read a book and then seen a movie.
That's so wild, because that is what draws me into certain things.
I'm just not really much of a book goer.
A book goer? You mean a book, like you don't like to read? A book goer is like
Yeah.
saying you're a movie goer.
Yeah, I'm not much of a book goer. Like, I'm not much of one.
I
I
feel like
feel like
that
that makes
sentence
sense to
doesn't make
me.
sense. Well, we'll ask our
That
listeners.
totally does. Like, I'm not much of a book goer. I don't know. I feel like it makes sense. But I also don't know really how to speak English that well, so it probably doesn't make sense.
I'm writing this down. I'm going to put that on the that were
On the pod list.
yeah for it. So on the pod list, speaking of, that takes us into the next topic I wanted to talk about. It's echoing.
I don't know.
Okay, it stopped. I wanted to talk about, oh, it's doing it again. I'm gonna just leave this in here for you guys to hear my annoyance of it. picking up mannerisms from your friends or people that you're around, like their slang, because I've realized, like, you and I, obviously we're not around each other in person, but we talk on the phone quite often and we pick up certain things. Like, you've always, like, before it became cool to do it, like, you've always short worded things. And
Oh, yeah.
that was something like from being around you, I picked up. And I think that I realized, like, when you're around certain people, you pick up their mannerisms or things that they say. And it was something I started thinking about a lot. I can't remember what I had said, but it was something. Oh, I think it was, let me find out, because of you, I had said that. And I realized, I was like, that's, I never said that. Like, that was, I had said it to someone else, and I realized, I was like, I legit have only said that because of Ashley.
You know what? I got that from that one. Like, I don't have TikTok, but it was that one guy. I think his
Adam.
name is Adam. Yeah, Adam. And it was from his video. And I was like, yo, that shit is so funny. So then I started saying it because he said it because I found it hilarious. Like, let me fucking find out.
Yeah, and so I was thinking about that, like how you pick up those mannerisms from your friends and then what it evolves into. Because then I think you end up changing them, or who you're around, your mannerisms change based on who you're around and what you're talking about.
That's true. So for me, okay, the first one for sure. So years back when I was working in San Diego, there was this girl that I used to work with, and she would always call her dogs her chickens. And she would be like, oh, like I need to bring my chickens in tomorrow to get vaccinated, or I need to bring my chickens or whatever. She would always call them her chickens, and I thought that was so cute. So then from there, I started calling like other animals chickens. Like, if I would try to get them to follow me, I'd be like, come on, chicken. Like, and I would just call them chickens all the time. So then I took that with me, and like the place where I'm at now, I call chicken. And that's just what I call animals now. Like, I call them little chickens or a little turkey.
Yeah. Well, that's even Jake. Jake started calling Loki Bubba. And now
Bubba.
I do. Like, I just picked up on it. And, like, I don't know why. Or I call, and I call Loki Lokiathan sometimes. I don't know why. Like,
What
I don't know why. I just started calling him that. Like, I was just like, Lokiathan.
the fuck?
And
Where
I
is that? Yo,
noticed Jake
that
said it the one day. And I was like, I don't know why. Out of nowhere, one day, I just said it. And I was like, it just stuck.
Wait, say it again.
Leviathan.
Leviathan. Does that mean, is that from a book or
Well, in the
something?
Bible,
Like,
there's, I think, the Leviathan. Leviathan, I think, is a in the Bible. I think that's something. I don't know. I'm not religious, but, and then I don't know why. I just, one day I was just like, Leviathan. And
God damn the
and then
Kaiathan.
it
Yo,
just,
that's kind of cute though.
it like sticks with him. Like, when he's sitting here meowing at me in my face for like 20 minutes because I'm not feeding him because it's 4 hours before he's supposed to get fed, I'll be like, Leviathan. And then he just, and he'll look right back at me. So it just picks up. It just
I
happens.
kind of dig
Yeah.
it. I definitely dig it.
And I feel like you do, though, like who you're around, you end up picking up how you do things. Like, my one boss that I'm around quite a bit, I've said things before in meetings or in work, and they're like, wow, you sound just like her. And I was like, I'm around her so often that I've realized I picked up mannerisms of how she would say something and not meaning to. It was just like, my mindset is thinking the way that she would. So then I end up picking up that mannerism. I'm like, oh, I was like, well, it's a good thing because she's a boss. But
I don't even know what other things that I say that, like, what are things that I say?
You say a lot of things that I've been like, you've gotten from other people, but it's so funny because now that I'm trying to think of it, I can't think of them off the top of my head.
I can't either. Like, I can't think of anything that I say that I'm, oh, when I say, so I got this from my coworker. She always, like, if something happens, she'll always say it in this tone. She'll be like, wow.
Oh, I remember.
Like, she'll say it just like that. And I catch myself also saying that. Or I'll do, like, certain movements.
Oh.
Like,
I started.
Like, I'm not saying anything, but it's just, like, a movement that I do. Because you see this person, like, every single day of the week.
I started saying things. I had to catch myself because we talked about this on the podcast before. I was watching Schitt's Creek, so like I could not stop watching it that I realized I was saying things like David. Like, I,
yo, that's it. Because I say that. I say that all the time.
I was like picking up how David was saying things in the show because I was so like into, and I was like, oh my God, I caught myself. I was like, wow, I did not mean to do that, but I'm talking like David. And I was like, whoa, calm your tits, Tyler. Like,
I do that because even now I still say it without even trying to mimic Alexis off of Schitt's Creek, but I always say like, love that for you, yeah, or like, love that for me. And I'll love say it us without even thinking, but it's just like, that's just part of my vocab now. Like, that's what it is.
It's just, it is what it is. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen. Or you like say certain, that's my, I think the worst is when you, you say slang that you say outside of work, inside of work by accident, and you're like, fuck. Like, because I was talking to someone the one day and I was like, yeah, that's fire. And then I was like, I did not mean that. Like, I did not. I'm so sorry. That was not my professional voice at all.
I don't think I've ever said that out loud.
Oh, I said that.
If I do, I may be just kidding, but like, I don't say it. I don't think I say it in my everyday vocab. No,
100%.
I mean, yes, I've just posted that in when I just announced the winner on the pod, because of well, we'll get back to that, but I used it's fire in the caption, but on a daily basis I don't normally say that.
Hey, I use random slang, I've realized. Like, randomly, I'll use random things. And I'm like, I don't know why I just said that. Or, like, Rachel and I were talking the other day, and I was like, dude, let me tell you. And then I was like, I don't say dude. But then I was like, yeah, I do, actually. I would, like, randomly say
I feel that. Like, that's in everybody's vocab. Like, everybody says dude.
No, there's people who don't.
I say it all the time. I hear it a lot. What else do I say?
I do say catch me outside, and I'm really mad that I do. Like, I'm so irritated that I say that. It makes me so mad. Because, like, I don't condone how she acted back then. I don't necessarily condone how she acts now, but I do, like, some of her music, but, like, I don't condone that.
I was just about to say that, like, I actually kind of fuck with her for some reason. Like, it's raunchy and stupid, but it's, like, I can, it's kind of a vibe. Like, I kind of fuck with it.
Oh, that's something I say. Like, it's a vibe. And I'm, like, oh, I yeah, should
same,
not
but
say
I don't...
same that, like, at work. I'm, why am I saying same to you? Like, I'm not, get it together. Like, get it together. Like, I watched some interview the other day, and they people were talking, and she's like, same, same. And I was like, that's me. Like, if I agree with you, I'm like, same, same. And I'm like, why am I saying this? Like, I could just be like, yeah, I agree. Like, I don't have to be like that. I feel like you don't say, no, you do say some slang. What did you text me the one day to tell me that this was slang in case I didn't know? And I was...
I did.
Yes, you were like, that's slang for this, as if I didn't know what it was. And I,
what,
oh my god,
no,
I wish I could look back. I'm about to look through our
was it far? I'm looking right now.
It was like it was a few weeks ago.
Oh damn, I guess we're scrolling. Like, this is
why
did
I just pull up like slang words? Lit is one. Extra, I yeah, I say like, you'd be extra salty. I haven't said that in a long time. To ghost someone, to flex. low key and high key. Oh, I do say that all
you
the time.
You do say that.
I'm like, low key, that shit pissed me off. Like, I say that all the time. Shook.
No, I don't say
T.
that.
Yeah, I'll say T. To clap back. Bye, Felicia.
I clap a lot when I'm talking.
No, like the slang, to clap back.
Oh, damn. Okay, never mind.
Bye, Felicia. Mood. Yes, I say mood a lot. Hangry. That's really the slang?
I can't find it. I wish I knew what I was trying to tell you.
I'll have to find it because you said it and I was like, yes, I knew what that meant.
Are you sure you knew what it meant?
Yes. Clearly. Oh, basic. I say basic a lot. Yeah. Like, that's basic. Receipts.
I don't know.
Getting receipts to save it for later. Yeah. That's a one I do say. Shade. Slay.
I don't use that one either.
As fuck. Oh, yeah. I use as fuck.
I say as fuck all the time.
Yeah. That's like bae. I don't say bae.
That's gross.
I mean, wow, high key really keeps coming up on this list. Jomo? Where the fuck is Jomo?
I have no idea. That sounds
joy
stupid.
Of, joy of missing out? Like, bitch, no, I'm going to say FOMO. I don't. Joy of missing out. Well, oh, I like FOMO? That. Oh, I like that. Joy of missing out. Like, you're glad you're missing out. Bitch, I'm going to use that from now on. Like, I don't want to come to anything. I'm glad I'm missing out. Okay. Huh. I didn't know half of these. Snatched. Turnt.
You say that quite a few times. Snatched.
Yeah, snatched. Yeah. Turnt. Woke.
Yes.
I do say yes.
I don't say it. I text it a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think that counts because you're saying it. In a
Does
text
it?
Message.
Okay. Like, yeah. I don't say it aloud.
Okay. So our next topic was yours.
Hold on, let me look. I don't even remember. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. No, I was... Oh, my God, no. Oh, we were watching... Oh, my God. There, that new show or that new movie on Hulu. What's his name? Andre... You know?
I have no idea what you're talking about, so I'm curiously waiting for you to let me know.
What time will... Oh my God, I don't honestly remember what the movie was called, but anyway, it's on Hulu, and it's with that guy, Andre. They're always together. It's Andre and Hannibal. Do you know who they are? They're like comedians.
I feel like that sounds vaguely familiar, but anyways, continue.
So, anyway, they just recently released a movie, and it's kind of related to Borat. So the concept is the same to where, you know how Borat would go to random places and they would record him doing stupid shit?
Unfortunately, yes.
This is like the less stupid version of Borat. So this is actually funny. I didn't hate Borat, but like it wasn't my favorite. So anyway, we were watching this and I'm like, yo, I don't know how the fuck they don't get. I mean, like, I know the places they go, they obviously have to tell the places that they're at, like, hey, like, we're going to be working behind the counter, because obviously he's behind the counter with their uniform. But it's just like, how the fuck does he not get arrested? Or like, how does nobody call the cops? So then that got me to think into the next topic. I was like, if you were arrested, what would your friends or your family think it was for? Or like, if you were arrested, like, what would you get arrested for? For sure it would be driving for you. Like, you're like, something's gonna happen. Like, if somebody said, oh, she got arrested, I'm like, well, what happened? Like, was she driving? Not saying that you would crash into somebody, but like,
someone hit me,
you got a little bit of a temper. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. What I mean, when you're driving. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it has to be. It's gonna be driving related.
Someone hit me, I'd probably go off. I can't handle that. Especially since when my new car got hit after that, like, I cannot handle that. I was going to say that, or I like cussed someone out for like being an asshole to like someone for customer service. Like I can't stand bad. Like I can't stand when people's being a dick to like servers or something. So I end up saying something. So then I like got into a fight because of that. So me running my mouth, that would be why. So yes, probably. But I would say the driving, most likely.
Driving for sure.
You would be drunk in public.
I don't know. I couldn't even think of anything for me because I don't do anything.
Yours would be drunk in public.
I would say maybe driving, but because if I got a ticket or something.
Oh, that's true too. You're like a really bad driver with like that. You like speeding tickets, but I really do think it would be like you were drunk in public because you get like really crazy ideas when you're drunk. So like you're always like, when I had a sunroof, you're like, you can drive and we can get drunk out of your sunroof and you can drive us around and like dumb shit like that. So like something like that.
Okay, that's sick. Like that's so dope.
That's my
like,
point. That's though. Not stupid. That's my point. You would want to be doing some shit like that because you're drunk. So you
yeah, but can
drunk.
You get arrested for that? Like if you're sober and you're driving and I just like happen to stick my head out the window or the moonroof.
Sunroof and moonroof.
What's the difference between a sunroof and a moonroof?
I don't even think there's a moonroof. I don't think there's anything called a moonroof. There might be. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know.
But if you're drunk and like being belligerent, hanging out the window, you're a danger to yourself. And there is a such thing as like being arrested for public intoxication. That's what I think you would get arrested for.
Oh, okay. So side note, the difference.
Oh, there is. It's a moonroof.
There's a difference. Moonroofs are in the back, it looks like. Like, when people have two, like, there's the front. So yours, yeah, you were right. So yours is the sunroof.
Oh, like, when they have it for the whole car?
Sometimes they're just in the back, or sometimes there's two.
I just always thought that was still called a sunroof.
Like an extra window. Oh, yeah, that's what it's just, like, an extra window. Huh.
Learn something new every day. That's true. I think yours would be that, but now that you say it, it would also probably be for speeding tickets, like multiple speeding tickets.
That's what I was thinking.
That makes more sense. Like, I mean, I also feel like I being my skin color try my hardest not to do something to get arrested, including getting pulled over just for the fact of that, so I try my best to not do that, but I do have a temper of the fact that I don't like when people, like the other day Jake and I were driving and he was driving my car and this car, they have been texting because they started to come in our lane and I don't think Jake was noticing, like he noticed last minute and he swerved and I in my head was like, they're gonna hit my car and it's gonna be in the exact same spot where my car was already hit, and that to this day that story still pisses me off. Like I'm still mad about that. Like, damn. I only had my car.
That's flashback. I only had
my car for fucking 3 months.
Wait, were you in it when that happened? Or it was in the parking lot? No,
that's... Okay, I'll tell our listeners this before we go to break. So I had my car for 3 months. No. I had it for five. It was about 5 months. And I was at work, and this was before we had went from home. So, like, my job has assigned parking, and anyone else had like off-site parking. So I was in my boss's spot that day because she wasn't in the office. And we have emails when people were parking illegally in other people's spot. So an email went out and it was my tag number in my car and they asked for me to call HR. And I have known in the past when that happens, like someone's car got hit or something. So I call and someone went to pull in their parking spot and overshot their parking and sideswiped the whole like front end of my car.
Damn, that's right.
That I had just got for that was only 5 months old. I was so, and I mean, he was really nice. Like he felt really bad and like they insurance covered it all and they repainted it, but it was like, that was my brand new car. And
right.
I was so upset. And then the funny part is because my boss was off obviously, but she could see those emails and she calls me like, you're really getting someone, because after 3 p.m everyone could just park wherever, so it was after 3 p.m and she's like, you're really getting someone in HR to get someone out of my spot at like, and I was like, no, someone hit my car. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, are you okay? And I was like, processing right now. I was in like a moment because I felt like I was so pissed. And
it got
my rim. Like they had to replace like the side panel. And then I felt for the people who had to paint my car over because when I took it in, I was like, so this spot here, there's like a chip paint piece here. This all is this, my rim. And I guess they were expecting like the typical gender type thing of being like, oh, you know, it's a woman coming in and she's going to probably just be like, oh, whatever about her car. And I was like, oh, fuck no. Like, I want you to make sure, like, I spot checked everything when I got it back. So I was very concerned about that.
Damn. But, I do remember that.
Yeah. So with that, we will take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about Anchor. Anchor is a free podcasting tool that you can create your own podcast and edit it right from your phone or computer. Anchor can distribute your podcast for you on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can make money on your podcast with minimal listenership from that. Everything you need is in this app to create your podcast. Ashley and I personally have been using this to learn about how to use breaks and trim and edit and create side notes. If you want to create your own podcast or if you want to learn about how to create your own podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome back. So the next topic holds close to my heart. We are all over the place today with our topics, but this one holds close to my heart. I wanted to talk about the fact that we have like gender norm names and how obviously like my name isn't, and how I really hope we get to a point where like there isn't like a gender norm name and how we could just kind of change that. Like this came about because I was thinking about the fact of how many times I'll email someone or put in a resume or call somewhere to like, for example, I had to call for paying a bill for a doctor's appointment. And they were like, yes, let me speak to Mr. Duval. And I was like, no, it's Miss. And they're like, yeah, well, we need to speak with Tyler Duval. And I'm like, yes, this is she. And I feel like I hate the fact that like we're so programmed to think like, oh, just Tyler's like a boy's name. Where I think at this point, one thing I think is really cool is like my nieces and nephews and my friends' kids, to them, they've always just known me as Tyler. So when they meet people in their classes that are boys named Tyler, they think it's strange because they've always thought of me as Tyler and they haven't ever met boys named Tyler. So they think like it's...
Oh, that's true. I never thought about that.
Yeah, like James specifically, like my nephew, he had, I think in pre-K or kindergarten, he had a little boy named Tyler in his class, and he was like, there's a boy named Tyler. Like he was so perplexed by it.
That's so weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was so perplexed by it, but I had never thought like we're switching that kind of norm for him, because to him he only knows me as Tyler. Like that's the name that is specific to him thinking for a gender norm. But I was thinking about how I like the I'm preference to names that can be either or, like Jordan or Shannon or Aiden or Aaron, like the names that can be either or. And I think it's interesting to me when we have like I never assume anymore for any name, like because you don't know. Or Taylor, that's like I have a guy named Taylor at my work, and it's always fun when we're both on the same meeting.
Interesting.
It's great when we're on the same meeting because people mix up our names or say it's always a good time if we're both in the same meeting. But I was just thinking, like, I really would like us to have them to not be like, it's so like we have to be like, this name is just for this, when it could just be whatever, just be a name that you like.
True. I don't know. It's just like, I guess because like I'm so used to like this certain name being with like this specific gender. Like for example, Bates Motel, her name was Bradley.
I love that.
It's like Bradley. Like when I, because of that, I just like, when I think of Bradley, I just think of like a boy, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, that's what I think of. Like,
well, that's Bradley. Why I like, what's his face for Almost Home? Their daughter, her name's Frankie. Or like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
I think that's Nikki Sixx's daughter's name too. I think her name is Frankie. Frankie Sixx. Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, their daughter, their oldest daughter's name's James. And I love that. I think that is like so, I think it's breaking that tradition because these are all just made up. Like someone just randomly made up these names to be like, this is a name. That's going to get me on my tangent of my, like, what makes me spiral sometimes where I'm like, oh, these are just like all words were just made up. Like that gets me sometimes. I'll literally be thinking of it and I'm like, who made up that this is what sounds like this? But also for my people that have gender, like not norm names like mine, I need to know who else gets irritated when people try to correct you on your own name. Yeah.
Do people like do
if
that?
If I call and I say like, I'm Tyler, and they'll be like, oh, Taylor. And I'm like, no. Tyler, that's why you've heard me. You've probably heard me when I order things and they're like, oh, can I get a name? I say Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, because people will change my name when they hear it because they see a girl and they'll put Taylor, they'll put Skylar. I've had people put Tara. Like they will change my name to make it fit to what they think will be the gender of what they want. Like that, I think, irritates me more than anything. Like, I don't care if you meet me and then you say Tyler and then you like forget and you call me Taylor by accident, like here or there, like whatever. That's, I'll correct you. But like when I'm specifically telling you my name is Tyler and then you turn around and you're like, oh yeah, Taylor. No, Tyler. And then they're like, yeah, Taylor. No, Tyler. Or
yeah, that's what I said. Or Taylor.
My favorite joke ever. What, did your mom want a boy? No, she wanted to just fucking name me Tyler.
Damn.
Like, I've had that joke since, yes, I've had that joke since I was little.
Girl, what the fuck? Like, that's so rude. Since I was
little, I've had people say that joke. And as an adult and as I've gotten older, I've gotten more comfortable being like, no, she just wanted, she liked the name Tyler. And I've had a woman tell me before, like, that she was older and like I've heard the name Tyler like older and women, so I'm like cool, but I wonder how many other people with like Jordan or Shannon that guy I know a guy named Shannon, I know guys named Jordan, I know girls named Jordan, Ryan, I know a guy and girl named Ryan. I wonder how many people that happens to where people try to correct it to what they think, because I know it happens for mine specifically, and I know it has to happen to like guys named Taylor. I know it has to happen.
Damn.
And I feel like we need to change the narrative. Or also, if someone tells you their name, like just fucking say their name. Like don't try to make the correction of it either.
True.
Just like unless you don't know how to say it, then ask them like how you say it. But like I feel like my name's a really basic ass name to be like Tyler.
It is. It's short, sweet, to the point.
Sometimes. Unless I go by my other 500 names. Even my other name is a gender-neutral name. Joe could be a gender... is a Joe. Like, that's a gender... I'm just picking gender-neutral names out here. Just keeping them up. That's why as a kid, I almost wanted to go by my middle name. Because I thought it would be more... people would understand it better for it. Like, there was a time where I was like, I'm just going to start going by Tawny. Because I thought people would get it easier.
That's a cute name, though.
I mean,
Tawny.
I don't remember who. Someone was like, "Did you ever want to go by TT?" Who said this? They were like, "Did you want to go by TT?" And I was like, "Absolutely not."
No, ew, that sounds disgusting. Who the fuck would want to go by TT
in Riverdale? That's the one girl's nickname, but no.
No, I hate it. I hate it a lot.
Like, TT. Be like, yes. That's such a, I feel like that's a dainty nickname. I'm not dainty. Like, Could you imagine being like, TT, me, and me being like, yes. Barreling at you, my little third grade self that was like, fuck you guys, I'm trying to read my books. Me being like, yes. Like, get the fuck out of here. But yes. Any other gender neutral names out here, let's get rid of them and just have all gender neutral names. Avery, I like the name Avery, and that could be your Riley.
Avery?
Really?
I don't think I've ever heard of the name Avery.
Riley?
Never have I ever.
That is too. James's middle name is Riley. Riley. In case you didn't know that, but yes.
I think I do, because I feel like when you talk about him, you always say his name.
I tend to say him by his first and middle. Layla always just gets called Layla Bug, and Livy just gets called Livy. I don't know why. The poor kids, they get called by every other name. Layla's probably going to have a complex one day, because I'm like, I call her Bug. I'm just like, Bug. Poor child.
Bug.
I'm like, Bug.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Little Bug.
I don't even know why that started. I think it was because, like, Ladybug, and I would be like Layla Bug, and then I just kind of shortened to Bug at that point. Who knows? That child. I'm interested in your next topic.
Because, oh my God. Okay, so
this in the podcast notes didn't make any fucking sense, but.
Okay, so.
I saw.
Jackie came over. And we were just chilling. We were sitting outside. We were listening to music. And she was DJ. So she fucking just played country music, which I don't hate. I don't hate it. I just, like, that's just not what I was feeling. I didn't want to vibe to it. She's like, well, let's, like, we were trying to think of something that we both liked. And she's like, well, let's just play Backstreet Boys. And I'm like, all right, cute. Like, I love Backstreet Boys. And she's like, well, because Backstreet Boys and country music are, like, the same. And I'm like, I'm like, no, they're not. And she's like, they are the same. And I'm like, they 100% are not the same. Like, it's different vibes.
Backstreet Boys is pop.
Right. She was, I feel like she was saying that, like, they sounded the same. And I'm like, to me, I don't think so. And I wanted to know what you thought. Like, do they sound the same? Like,
so I don't think they sound the same. I do think that they've had albums that, their newer, not their most recent new album, but I think it was like the one in like 2009 or 10. One of their albums was heading in a more like alternative.
Maybe I'm just not hearing
it. But it wasn't, it was still pop. I don't see country. To me, I don't see country or hear country.
I also,
like, I'm not, I don't, I disagree.
I just thought that was really, yeah, wild.
I'm gonna have to disagree there. I think they're very pop. If anything, they dabble in sounding like a little alternative at times,
you know, like if, like, AJ, his solo music is hella
maybe
country.
That's what she meant. Maybe that's like, what she it's meant. Like, hella. AJ's,
I don't think so. I'll have to ask her, but I'm pretty sure
Night Vision is country at all.
Have you heard of Back Porch Bottle heard Service?
Song, but that,
that's so that's country. Fair. To me, I think that's country.
Since that topic was shorter, because we both agreed, you didn't know this. I didn't know this. Rachel actually just told me this. Not just, but like earlier today, that James Charles is under fire again for another scandal.
Oh yeah, with the dude, and he's like 16. Is,
well,
that
as of
about
today,
asking for
he
nudes?
Did a video apologizing to two different people, both under the age of 18, where he was. Like, again.
That's so gross. Like, ugh. That's weird. So yeah. There are two more guys? Well, damn.
So it looks like, I think it's so crazy to me to think about how we used to be like super into like the whole beauty community and all the videos, and it's so toxic, and like the YouTube world of them, that I think that I'm, it's crazy, but I think one, it's not appropriate. It's not acceptable. Like, he definitely needs to be held accountable, and this needs to be looked into. I don't know if because I've been watching Law and Order SVU, I'm, like, really hardcore. Like, y'all need to look into this shit to make sure, like, these kids were safe. Like, but I think that YouTube needs to get better at making sure the people that's putting the content on there and what they're allowing is safe. But we also need to be mindful of, like, we put these celebrities on a platform and they're young, celebrities, YouTubers on this platform and they're young, and a lot of it goes to their heads, and then no one ever holds them accountable. Like, they get, like, they make an apology of video, they leave for a few months, and then they come back and everything's fine. And, like, in the real world, like, that's not acceptable. Like, you have to make your dues. Like, I will say one person that I saw who was kind of slowly came back into the scene and did it was, like, Annie. And I think the way he did it was smart. Like, he really, like, took time, worked on himself. And I was like, that was, like, for it. But I think we let some of these celebrities, and I don't even want to say it, YouTubers, do some fucking horrendous shit that if this was, like, in the everyday life would not be acceptable. And then it's like, right. Oh, they do an apology video. They're awful. And it's always, like, with a white background or a hoodie on and them crying. And
Laura fake Lee, crying. Like, them just trying to make themselves cry. That is so Laura annoying. Lee, like, what was that one? No, wasn't there something else that they were like, oh my gosh. They were just watching themselves cry in the video. Like, they were just looking at themselves in the camera.
I don't know, but that's also...
Was it? No. I don't remember. Maybe it was James Charles. I just remember somebody just sitting there trying to make themselves cry, looking in the camera. Like, I don't know if it was Jaclyn Hill. I don't know. It was just so stupid. Like, they're just staring at
themselves. But, like, we need to hold them accountable for, like, when they do, like, really fucked up. Now, I'm not saying cancel culture. I keep saying this. I don't think cancel culture, but, like, hold them accountable and have, like, standards to realize that, like, if this was happening to your friend or whatever, like, you would want action taken, and it should be the same way. But, like, the fact that this is now another allegation against James and... when is it going to be like, okay, like, he needs help and we need to not be supporting him on things, because that's scary.
Wait, what the fuck?
What are you trying?
There's like hella beef going on right now in the skating community. And I'm trying to, like, get to the bottom of it. I mean, it's about racism for sure, but, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, the skate community, like, skating.
Well, that's because people are racist and people are tired of dealing with racist people and calling them out. That's neither here nor there. Get hype on there.
It's awful. There's a lot to read. I need to, like, sit down and read this. It's like some skating rink.
Oh, and also, if anyone hasn't already, go check out Lil Nas X's new music video. Ashley, if you haven't, you need to watch it.
Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas X. Old Town Road. Lil Nas X.
Oh, that guy.
He made a music. I don't want to tell you too much because I want you to watch it, and we'll have to circle back into it next week. But he basically made a music video talking back to all the haters and... Sorry to anyone who's Christian, but all the Christian people who kept telling him because he's gay, he was going to hell. He made a music video kind of clapping back at that, and you just have to watch it. Yes.
Call me by your name.
You just have to...
I got hoes on hoes. And they out of control.
Just watch the music video. When you get a chance, and we'll talk about it next week. Okay, so this week we're doing Song of the Week. So,
ooh, yeah, I love this.
I do think it would be really fun for us one day to do like a trivia. like a battle trivia, but I don't know how we would do it because we'd have to probably have someone else on here to ask us the trivia questions. I don't know.
I would not be good at it.
But what is your song of the week this week?
So I've been really vibing to that Bruno Mars and all these other people, Leave the Door Open. Yeah, when I'm skating, that song is just, I don't know. It's something about it. I like Bruno Mars. I think he's dope.
Is that a song with Anderson .Paak?
But that's my song. Oh,
yes, it is.
I don't even know who's in there. I know it's Bruno Mars and like 1,000 other people in it.
Anderson .Paak. Anyways. He did. I've never even heard of him. Mac.
Anderson .Paak.
So mine is actually complete opposite spectrum of yours. I don't know why this song's been coming up on my shuffle. I mean, I said I like country. So mine is actually Dan and Shay, Speechless. It's.
Oh, that's like, is that the wedding song?
Yeah,
like,
I've been listening to them a lot this week. It's probably because they were on The Voice with, they were the guest mentors with Blake Shelton. So it made me think of them. But I don't know. I really like that song. And so it was on my playlist. And I was just like, it's such a good song. Like, it's a little good vibe for it. And then go ahead, you get to do your big portion of the next section.
So for the giveaway, we did already announce it on the Instagram, but the winner, this person was tagging us every single day. They were posting us in their stories every day. It's Pat Rennie. So he's been a diehard fan since we started the pod. So shout out to him. He won, what is today? Today's Thursday. Probably going to mail out everything on Saturday. So hopefully by next week, he should get it. And also check out his new EP. So he's a bomb-ass musician. He has a new EP that's dropping out. Yeah, is it April already? This month? Or are we still in March? Oh, this month. So it'll be April 16th. So we did tag him on our Instagram page. So if you go to our Instagram page and you see when we posted the winner, click on him, check out his IG, check out his music. He's on Spotify, Pat Rennie. But yeah, shout out to you, dude. You deserve it. You were in it to win it.
And if you guys really liked us doing this giveaway, we will definitely want to hear your feedback and see if us doing one would be something we do maybe quarterly or maybe one around the holidays. Definitely something we'd be interested in doing again. But you guys really came in clutch doing that. That was exciting to see. Like, I was liking it.
I honestly, there was, right, we had a lot more support that I was anticipating. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who participated, who tagged, who put us in their story. Like, that really, really helps us a lot as far as, you know, spreading the word and like having people listen. But it really means a lot to everybody who joined in.
I definitely was really excited seeing everyone share it and getting more followers, and can't wait to hear more of what everyone wants to hear from us, because this is episode 18, so we are really chugging along there. And it's crazy because it's April already. We've been in a pandemic a year.
I know. I was so confused because I didn't know if we were still in March. Like, I was like, where are we? What month is this? But March is nuts. Or April. Like, being in April.
4 months into 2021. So that's something else.
It's something. We're getting there. All right, y'all. Well, until next week.
Bye.
See ya.